Welcome to Zichud Daf Sin. My name is Avram Golder, and the Masechus Bava Basra, Daf Chaf Chav, the second parakel Yachbor. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, Rav said, "Baram Zachar Osei Isha Tov." Indeed, that man should be remembered favorably, namely Yoshua ben Gamla. Shimalehu Nishtachach Torah Yisrael. Because if not for him, the Torah would have been forgotten from Yisrael. Originally, a child was taught Torah by his father because of a drasha that one must teach his sons, and those without a father would not learn Torah. The sages enacted to install teachers in Yerushalayim, as the pasuk says, "Ki mitzion teitzesor," because Torah will come forth from Zion and Hashem's word from Yerushalayim. Still, only children with fathers were brought to Yerushalayim, so they enacted to install teachers in every province, and youths of 16 or 17 years of age would be taught by them. However, a student whose teacher became angry with him would rebel against the teacher and leave. Ultimately, Yeshua ben Gamli instituted Shimoshiv Malamdin Tinokos, that they should install teachers of children, b'chol medin u'medin b'chol ir v'ir, in every province and every town, machnitzin osam k'ben sheish k'ben sheva, and bring the children in when they are 6 or 7 years old. Point number two, Rava said that if there is another teacher available who teaches more material than the current one, we do not replace the current teacher, dilma asei l'israshule, because the second teacher might become lax in his teaching, believing he's unrivaled and will not be replaced. Rav Dima of Nardar disagreed. Koshikin, the guy's tvei, all the more so. He'll teach more because kina sofrim tarbi chokhma. Jealousy between scholars increases wisdom. The new teacher will work even harder to prevent the former teacher from embarrassing him because of jealousy. Rava said that if they must choose between a teacher, the guards will dyke, who teaches a lot but is not precise, meaning careful to correct his students' errors, and another who teaches precisely, but not as much, we install the one who teaches a lot, Shabashtim Mamela Nafka, because any error allowed by the imprecise teacher will be corrected on its own. Rav Dimi of Nardar said we install the more careful teacher because Shabashtim Kevin da all. An error, once it enters a student's mind, it remains. He demonstrates this from the incident of Yoav mistakenly killing out only the males of Amalek, because his teacher did not correct his misreading, Timcha Zecher Amalek, you shall obliterate the memory of Amalek, as Zachar, males. And point number three, Rav Huna said that if a resident of a mavui set up a mill to grind other people's grain or to be rented, and another resident sets up a mill in the same mavui, the first resident can stop him saying, Kapaska Elchayusi, you're cutting off my livelihood. Although a fisherman must distance his nets from other nets set before him as far as the fish swim, up to a full parsa, fish may be different because they set their sights to pursue food they see and were certain to swim into the first fisherman's nets. Therefore, he's considered to already have them, and the second fisherman cannot take them. Rav Huna's challenge from a brisa, which allows opening a store next to a neighbor's store or a bathhouse next to a neighbor's bathhouse, because he can say, Ata osa betok shalcha, you're doing what you want in your property, mani osa betok shali, and I'm doing what I want on my property. The Gemara concludes that this is a machlokas tanayim. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav said, Baram, Zachar osa ishlo tov. Indeed, that man should be remembered favorably, namely, Yoshua ben Gamla, Shimalehu, Nishtachach Torah from Yisrael, because if not for him, the Torah would have been forgotten from Yisrael. Originally, a child was taught Torah by his father because of a drasha that one must teach his sons, and those without a father would not learn Torah. The sages enacted to install teachers in Yerushalayim, as the pasuk says, "Ki mitzion teitzesor," because Torah will come forth from Zion and Hashem's word from Yerushalayim. Still, only children with fathers were brought to Yerushalayim, so they enacted to install teachers in every province, and youths of 16 or 17 years of age would be taught by them. However, a student whose teacher became angry with him would rebel against the teacher and leave. Ultimately, Yeshua ben Gamli instituted Shimoshiv Malamdin Tinokos, that they should install teachers of children, b'chol medin u'medin b'chol ir v'ir, in every province and every town, machnitzin osam k'ben sheish k'ben sheva, and bring the children in when they are 6 or 7 years old. Point number two, Rava said that if there is another teacher available who teaches more material than the current one, we do not replace the current teacher, dilma asei l'israshule, because the second teacher might become lax in his teaching, believing he's unrivaled and will not be replaced. Rav Dima of Nardar disagreed. Koshikin, the guy's tvei, all the more so. He'll teach more because kina sofrim tarbi chokhma. Jealousy between scholars increases wisdom. The new teacher will work even harder to prevent the former teacher from embarrassing him because of jealousy. Rava said that if they must choose between a teacher, the guards will dyke, who teaches a lot but is not precise, meaning careful to correct his students' errors, and another who teaches precisely, but not as much, we install the one who teaches a lot. Shabashtim Mamela Nafka, because any error allowed by the imprecise teacher will be corrected on its own. Rav Dimi of Nardar said we install the more careful teacher because Shabashtim Kevin da all. An error, once it enters a student's mind, it remains. He demonstrates this from the incident of Yoav mistakenly killing out only the males of Amalek. Because his teacher did not correct his misreading, Timcha Zecher Amalek, you shall obliterate the memory of Amalek as Zachar, males. And point number three, Rav Huna said that if a resident of a mavui set up a mill to grind other people's grain or to be rented, and another resident sets up a mill in the same mavui, the first resident can stop him saying, Kapaska l'chayusi, you're cutting off my livelihood. Although a fisherman must distance his nets from other nets set before him as far as the fish swim, up to a full parsa, fish may be different because they set their sights to pursue food they see and were certain to swim into the first fisherman's nets. Therefore, he's considered to already have them, and the second fisherman cannot take them. Rav Huna's challenge from a braisa, which allows opening a store next to a neighbor's store or a bathhouse next to a neighbor's bathhouse, because he can say, Ata osa betok shalcha, you're doing what you want in your property, mani osa betok shali, and I'm doing what I want on my property. The Gemara concludes that this is a machlokas tanayim. All right, so now we get our siman daf chafaf, and our standard siman is a car, because Bostonians pronounce car as ka, and we often use a race car in the siman to make the siman more distinct. So here goes. The father in the race car, dropping his boy off at one of the many, Ben Gamal Chadarim, chose the cheder with the new Rebbe who teaches at a faster pace than the previous Rebbe had taught, which was right next to a new bathhouse that had opened right next to the old bathhouse. Once again, slow motion. The father in the race car, that must be more in daf, chaf aleph, ka. The father in the race car dropping his boy off at one of the many Ben Gamal Chadarim, which reminds us, Rav said, Baram, Zachor Oysa Isha Tov, indeed that man should be remembered favorably, namely, Yeshua Ben Gamal, She'imalehu Nishtachach Torah Yisrael, because if not for him, the Torah would have been forgotten from Yisrael. Originally, a child was taught Torah by his father because of a drasha, that one must teach his sons, and those without a father would not learn Torah. Ultimately, after other attempts to improve the situation failed, Yeshua Ben Gamal instituted, She'imoshiv Melamdin Tinokos, that they should install teachers of children b'chol medino medin b'chol ir v'ir in every province and every town and bring the children in when they're 6 or 7 years old. So the father in the race car dropping his boy off at one of the many Ben Gamal Chadarim chose the cheder with the new Rebbe who teaches at a faster pace than the previous Rebbe had taught, which reminds us, Rav said that if there's another teacher available who teaches more material than the current one, we do not replace the current teacher because the second teacher might become lax in his teaching, believing he's unrivaled and will not be replaced. Rav Dim Rav Nardah disagreed. Kol shekein degaris tefei, all the more so who teach more because kina sofrim tarbi chochma, jealousy between scholars increases wisdom. The new teacher will work even harder to prevent the former teacher from embarrassing him because of jealousy. So the father in the race car, dropping his boy off at one of the many Ben Gamal Chadarim, chose the cheder with the new Rebbe who teaches at a faster pace than the previous Rebbe had taught, which was right next to a new bathhouse that had opened right next to the old bathhouse, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses whether one can intrude on another's business by opening up the same shop in his vicinity. A braisa allows opening a store next to a neighbor's store or a bathhouse next to a neighbor's bathhouse because he can say, Ata osa betok shalcha, you're doing what you want in your property, vani osa betok shali, and I'm doing what I want in my property. So once again, the father in the race car dropping his boy off at one of the many Ben Gamal Chadarim chose the cheder with the new Rebbe who teaches at a faster pace than the previous Rebbe had taught, which was right next to a new bathhouse that had opened right next to the old bathhouse. All right, so now it's time for Four Blah Bach Chazara. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Siman Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The owner of Nachash used cars who never sinned, not even telling a lie, which reminds us, in a braisa was taught, Shisho Shal Ben Malchamavis. For 6 people, the Malchamavis had no power over them, and they died by Kosh Baruch's hand. Avram Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Another braisa states, Arba Mesub Etio Shal Nachash. 4 people died because of the serpent's advice to Adam to eat from the Eis HaDaas, which condemned mankind to die. Otherwise, these 4 would not have died because they were without sin. Yaakov's son Binyamin, Moshe's father Amram, David's father Yishai, and David's son Kilav. So the owner of Nachash used cars, who never sinned, not even telling a lie, separated the pit he dug at the edge of his lot to store spare tires, 3 tefachim from the wall of his neighbor's pit, which reminds us, the second parak begins, L'yachbar adam bor samach l'bor shel chavero. One cannot dig a pit in his own property near his neighbor's pit, nor may he dig other types of ditches or holes, Elaim ken hirchik mekosel chaver shoshet tefachim, unless he distances it 3 tefachim from his neighbor's wall, besad besid, and lines the pit with lime. So the owner of Nachash used cars, who never sinned, not even telling a lie, separated the pit he dug at the edge of his lot to store spare tires, 3 tefachim from the wall of his neighbor's pit, and did the same for his other neighbor's lot, even though there was no pit there, just in case there might be one in the future, which reminds us, it was stated, regarding one who wants to dig a pit near the boundary of his neighbor's property before his neighbor's property has a pit. Abai says somach, he may dig it near the boundary without any distancing, but Rava says he cannot. Two versions of the smachokas are given. They are either arguing regarding a field in which pits are not usually dug, or they're arguing regarding a field where pits are normally dug. Daf Yud Ches. So the Simmer Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah because Ben Yud Ches or chuppah, someone who's 18, should go to chuppah. So here goes. When the chuppah, that must be more in Daf Yud Ches, Ben Yud Ches or chuppah. When the chuppah being held in the storeroom was disturbed by the smoke from the bakery, illegally placed downstairs, which reminds us, the Gemara poses numerous challenges to Rav, who prohibits digging a pit near a neighbor's boundary, even if his neighbor does not have a pit, such as the Mishnah, which prohibits opening a bakery under someone's existing storeroom. So when the chuppah being held in the storeroom was disturbed by the smoke from the bakery illegally placed downstairs, and the mustard for the wedding suit was eaten by bees owned by a man who just bought a piece of land for his beehive, which reminds us, Rav is challenged from another Mishnah, teaching that one must distance a pool of soaking flax from his neighbor's vegetables, leeks from his neighbor's onions, and vesachar and mustard plants from his neighbor's bees. When bees eat the mustard plants, it sharpens their mouths, causing them to consume the honey in their hives. Rabbi Yossi permits placing mustard plants near one's border because he can tell the bee's owner, before you tell me, distance your mustard plants from my bees, distance your bees from my mustard plants, because they come and eat my mustard blossoms. Since your mustard is as harmful to my property as my mustard plants are to yours, I'm not required to distance my mustard plants. So when the chuppah being held in the storeroom was disturbed by the smoke from the bakery, illegally placed downstairs, and the mustard for the wedding suit was eaten by bees owned by a man who just bought a piece of land for his beehive, the Rabbanan hold a hamazik harchik atzmo. It's incumbent upon the owner of the hazard to distance the hazard from the victim, even where the mazik was originally placed legally, while the whole property was his. Daf Yotes. So the Simmer Daf Yotes is a yacht. So here goes. The captain of the yacht, that must more on Daf Yotes. The captain of the yacht carrying away a pile of flintstones on deck so that their heat wouldn't damage his neighbor's wall, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph listed slime, flintstones, among materials which must be distanced from a neighbor's wall because the heat they generate damages it. The Gemara explains that a Mishnah in Shabbos regarding wrapping foods does not mention stones because they break the pot and are never used for wrapping. So the captain of the yacht carrying away a pile of flintstones on deck so that their heat wouldn't damage his neighbor's wall forgot to tell his son not to plant seeds too close to the wall since their roots would eventually soften the soil, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that seeds must be distanced 3 tefachim from a neighbor's wall. Although one would normally have to distance his planting from his neighbor's wall anyway, both because of plowing and because of the constant watering, the Mishnah's ruling is necessary for one planting mamapolis yad by tossing of the hand without furrows in Eretz Yisrael, which relies on rainwater. So the captain of the yacht carrying away a pile of flintstones on deck so that their heat wouldn't damage his neighbor's wall forgot to tell his son not to plant seeds too close to the wall since their roots would eventually soften the soil. As he was distracted eating a wafer kneaded with fruit juice that he found in a tefach by tefach opening between two cabins where a mace was lying in one, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses items left in an opening, which is a tefach by tefach, between two rooms under one roof. If the item would halakhically reduce the size of the opening, tomb of a mace in one room would not spread to the second room. Shmuel said, Rakik inum amayit b'chalon, a wafer left in an opening does not reduce the size of the opening since it's likely to be removed to be eaten. Daf Chaf, so the Simmer Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The cafe, that must be more on Daf Chaf. The cafe with a wanted goy tied up and sitting in the window, blocking the tumas mace from spreading to the room next door, which reminds us, a brisa lists numerous items which reduce an opening regarding tumah of a mace spreading into the next room. The Gemara explains why each item will not be moved and therefore qualifies to reduce the opening size. Among the cases is an idolater who is not susceptible to tumah, sitting in the opening and he cannot walk away because the case is where he's tied up. The Gemara asks that his friend will untie him and concludes that he's b'chavushe malchus, a prisoner of the government, so that no one will untie him. So the cafe with a wanted goy tied up and sitting in the window blocking the tumas mace from spreading to the room next door, which had a pastry oven with four amos of venting room above it to protect the floor above, which reminds us, the next mission states, well, yamid adam taner betoch habayis, a person may not set up an oven in a house, elim ken yesh al gabav gova arba amos, unless there are dalet amos of airspace above it so it doesn't set the ceiling on fire and spread to other houses. If it's in an upper story, 3 tefachim of plaster must be underneath to prevent the floor from catching fire. So the cafe with a wanted goy tied up and sitting in the window, blocking the tumas mace from spreading to the room next door, which had a pastry oven with four amos of venting room above it to protect the floor above, was being picketed by members of the chatzur who claimed they can't sleep from all the noise from customers coming in to get the morning coffee. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if a resident of a chatzar opens a store in the chatzar, another resident can protest. I cannot sleep because of the noise of your customers entering and leaving the chatzar. However, one may manufacture utensils in the chatzar and go out and sell them in the marketplace, and another cannot protest and say, I can't sleep, because of the noise of the hammer, because of the noise of the mill, or because of the noise of the children. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you discuss the meaning of daughters in the various pshatim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Avram Avinu, Bekol, that's on daf? Tezayin. Good number two, which stuff do you have a question which is preferred, a Rebbe who teaches more but is imprecise, or one who is precise but teaches less, that's on daf? Chaf Aleph. Good number three, which stuff do you discuss the safety requirements for ovens and houses, that's on daf? Chav. Good number four. Which daf do we machos regarding when Eov lived? That's on daf. Tezvav. Good number five. Which daf do we discuss whether one can dig a pit near the boundary when his neighbor does not have a pit? That's on daf. Yudzayin. Good number six. Which daf do we in the Yishuv Ben Gamlo prevent the Torah from being forgotten by instituting that chadarim should be established in every city? That's on daf. Chafav. Good number seven. Which stuff do you discuss the right to protest commercial activities in a chatzir? That's on daf. Chaf. Good number eight. Which stuff do you discuss whether one can open a new bathhouse next to a pre-existing bathhouse? That's on daf. Chafav. Good number nine. Which stuff do you think about six people that the Malach HaMavis had no power over? That's on daf. Yudzayin. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn why an idolater in an opening reduces the size of the opening for Tumah? That's on daf. Chaf. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.